Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Another week. Week 10 of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly, Angie McDonald. We're in week 10, y'all. Week 10 of our 2020 relaunch season. And I'm just going full throttle, full speed ahead. No breaks for right now. And I'm just loving the response and the love that, you know, and the feedback that I've been getting from you all ever since I've relaunched for my third season. So I'm just happy, glad, excited to be with you this week. To bring some hope, inspiration, and empowerment. And definitely it has been, what a week, huh? What a weird last two couple of weeks. We're in day five of our local quarantine, and I think it's around the same time nationwide, where we are just at our wit's end, I think, for a lot of us who are just uncertain of what this health epidemic is doing and causing and the mindset that it's trying to infiltrate. But I'm here today to combat and disrupt all of that with some positive and reinforcement from yours truly, Angie McDonald. And again, like I said, welcome to another week, week 10 of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly. And I'm just going to have a brief power talk with you today in regards to our mindset and how we are looking at this whole health scare pandemic and ways we can use this time at home to navigate our headspace in the right way and to keep above any negativity, any drama, any anxiety, and those thoughts that tend to creep up on us when we're, you know, alone for long periods of time, or when we're just in a space that we're not used to being in so much. For some of us, it's our homes. We're not really used to being home this much. And yes, there is cabin fever for a lot of us. A lot of us don't know how to handle. And for those of us who are introverts, you know, selective extroverts, but are introverts, but that's me. I'm having the time of my life. I'm getting things done. I'm enjoying my space that, you know, we've worked so hard for, and just having the opportunity to enjoy my children and my husband a little bit more and just be in our space, you know. But for some of us, it's like, you know, nerve-wracking. So today, I just want to talk to you a little bit about our headspace and, you know, how we are looking at this thing, and to just make sure we're not looking at it too hard, too negatively, not too much of unnecessary difficulty. For some of us who have been affected or been exposed and have to be either in quarantine or a health watch, you know, my heart goes out to you. For those of us who are who may have lost loved ones, or whose lives have been dramatically affected by COVID-19 disease, my heart and my condolences go out to you. So this talk will just be also a source of reason on how to stay balanced in your time of, you know, uncertainty. And of course, worry is going to be warranted in all of this. But I hope today, what I have to say today will kind of bring you to a place where, you know, you can see the forest from the trees and just rise above and enjoy this time as best as you can. So going into it, I just wanted to definitely start off with a quote that I wrote over, I would say, probably a year ago, and dive into what I have to say from that. So the quote is, "Whatever we may face that has the look or feel of hardship and difficulty is actually the preparation to walk into our extraordinary destiny. I want you to see that what we have faced are the essential ingredients to your greatest story ever told." And I believe that with all my heart, because, of course, I've constantly had situations where it seems so dreary, so uncertain. But on the other side of it, I looked back in retrospect and realized that it was one of the greatest stories ever told. And I want us to look at these times right now as the major ingredients, as the essential ingredients for something great to come, something that's in the works that you've put on hold, something that, you know, you always probably said to yourself or maybe partially imagined and considered the circumstances and said, you know, it's not even halfway possible. Well, a lot of us have a lot of free times on our hands now. We have a lot of free time, extra time, and now is the time to really use this moments of uncertainty to definitively put your work, your effort, your thought process into something that will be considered your greatest story ever told. On my business side, all of my business colleagues, our brain our brains are spinning right now. Our wheels are spinning because we're saying, what else can I do? How can I ramp up and beef up my current business virtually from home with what I'm currently doing since the COVID outbreak, since this, you know, pandemic has caused all of us pretty much to be confined to our homes or limited to our homes. What can I do to make my business better? So for me, I've been intentionally using this time to create a headspace of just creativity, of challenging myself, of asking myself questions that if, you know, once we're ready to go back out and outdoors, what can I do better? How can I bring my A game? And what can I do while I'm in here to support the various clients that I have across the globe? What can I do? And I'm looking at this time of hardship and difficulty because for some of us, it is. Some of us have been let go from our jobs. Our hours have been cut drastically. And if we're told to be home, a lot of us it's been without pay. So that is going to bring a level of uncertainty and anxiety and worry. Yes, indeed. But like I said, difficulty and hardship should definitely be that fuel to that flame of creativity and inspiring yourselves to be something, someone, some source of inspiration for others. So I want us to use this time. And like I said, it's the essential ingredients of what we're going to be considering our greatest story ever told. So I had to ask myself several questions while I'm in the house. You know, thankfully my kids have a structured time of their e-learning that they're enjoying. So I'm using that time as if they were at school. And I would ask myself, you know, who am I? I had to just really go back to the gamut and ask myself, who am I? And I had to answer myself. I'm not cuckoo, I promise you. But I had to really answer myself, like, Angie, you say this is who you are. You're with I Am Consulting, and I know the spiel that I give those clients on that realm that I serve. And I'm also your resilience transitional and grief support coach for Wounded to Wonderful Coaching. Who am I? And I had to ask myself those questions. And I said, all right, overall, with those things combined, I bring transformation. I bring a sense and a presence of resilience. And as a transformational resilience grief support coach, what do I have to do in order to say, to show, and to really make relevant who I am? I go into the dark and emotional areas with my clients on the coaching side. And as a grief coach, yeah, I have to go into those places that we tend to sweep under a rug so much that it looks like a mountain covered with a little doormat. You know, so those are the things that I have to do. I have to go into the dark emotional places with clients. As a consultant, I have to be their empowerment strategist. I have to be the second or third pair of eyes to see how an organization is running, see what's amiss, and also to ensure that leadership is aligned and calibrated along with the mission and vision of the organization. And if they're not, find out ways how to bring them back, how to reel them back in, right? And what else do? I help individuals transform and grow away from one hurtful level to the next level, closer to healing, right? So I had to ask myself some serious questions. And is there anything else that I've learned along the way? Yes, I've learned grief counseling. And now that I can bring my services to those who grieve within the midst of their grieving, I'm also now certified to assist those while they're fresh into the grieving process, who are planning funerals, who are going through the burial process. I can be that source of reason and support and a clear-headed, voice of support as they're doing their fresh stages of grieving. So that has taught me another realm of what I do. What else do I do? Come on, you need to ask yourself these questions, right? I also had to ask myself these questions. What else am I doing now that is helping in a broader sense of my scope of what I do? Now I found myself coaching mothers who have lost children through miscarriage or stillbirth. That experience, along with my grief coaching and grief experience and counseling and losing loved ones and ways of living, now having to have experienced my own hardship and difficulty in losing our butterfly boy, I'm now able to be that source of reason, hope, and encouragement to mothers who have gone through the same and are having a hard time getting through, not getting over, but getting through their stages of grief. So you have to ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I help to do? And how what I've done has expanded? How has my scope expanded? And who else can I reach out to beyond my core audience? These are the things that you need to ask yourself and use these times to expand and to grow and to challenge yourself, right? These are your essential ingredients. You can add an extra, dab of this, an extra touch of that, all in the name of experience and being having it tried and true based on those experiences, right? So I encourage intentional growth and acceptance, right? So these are the things that I had to ask myself. What are the ways I can, create a broader sense of awareness of what I do? And what are the creative ways I can bring that across? Well, the only thing given right now on these times are social media, technology, video conferencing, phone conferencing. Listen, people have time, and people who are in levels that we thought we could not reach also have the time. So this is where we ramp up our A game, brush off any dusty areas, build up our resilience and our confidence, square our shoulders, clear our throats, and put it out there. Right? I always tell folks what I've learned from Bill Proctor is to always go after your why. Stay persistent on your why and the how, the resources, the tools that you need, the quote unquote how will always find you. And I've put that into practice, and opportunities has always found me. They would always find me. So I want you to use this time. It's going to be, messing with your headspace a little bit. Cabin fever is messing with some of us because we're so used to outdoors. But use this time to control your headspace with what you can do as opposed to what you cannot do right now, as opposed to what you can bring to the table versus what you're not able to, normally enjoy or normally be a part of outside of your own walls. So today, I bring that to you. I want you to chew on it. Ask yourself those hard questions, those interrogating questions on yourself. How can I be better? Who am I? What am I doing? What else can I bring to the table? And what are the creative ways I can do it? Right? So I hope you were inspired by today's talk. It was my pleasure to bring it to you. It was my pleasure to talk to you. And just stay positive, stay uplifted, stay upright. Right? Bob Marley always says, lively up yourself. Right? So let's do these things. Find some good music to play and enjoy the rest of your day. It's yours truly, Angie McDonald, Wounded to Wonderful. You know how to reach me. Of course, woundedtowonderful.com. You can email me at angie@woundedtowonderful.com. My Instagram, my social media is still there, doing great. Instagram is I am Angie McDonald, also Wounded to Wonderful Coaching. And you can find me on LinkedIn, search Mrs. Angie McDonald. And the same Mrs. Angie McDonald on Facebook. It's been my pleasure speaking with you, encouraging you, talking to you. And it is always my goal and my divine pleasure to see you heal, grow, discover, and grow from wounded to wonderful. It's yours truly. Have a blessed rest of your day, week, and time at home. See you outside.